the point of the program was really to take a look at what could be done in rural areas here in Zimbabwe through learning what's happening in the U.S. We worked out the schedule for this group to have exposure to viable income-generating projects in the U.S. that may be adaptable or transferable to Zimbabwe. We have them looking at various business investment and job creation programs in the U.S. that could improve the economic stability of rural communities in Zimbabwe. The intention is not that the programs that they'll see in rural America are directly applicable to the situations they face in their own communities in Zimbabwe, but rather that the global networks and exposure to new ideas may assist them in finding new partners, realizing that connections with residents, farmers, business sectors, academics, community organizations, and so on is part of the path forward in facilitating economic recovery and economic growth in these communities.
How diverse is this group that is currently visiting the United States? Which rural communities were they drawn from?
We have someone there from the Gorowanzi Rural District Council, from the Murewa Rural District Council, someone there from the Association of Rural District Councils of Zimbabwe, from Mutare, Makoni, Wange, etc.